Hello, 1-2. Hello, 1-2.
We heard reports about Zambia's vice president making very unfortunate remarks about South Africa. What is the foreign ministry's reaction to that statement?
Well, firstly, South Africa noted with regret this negative comments about South Africa attributed to the vice president of Zambia. What we then did was to summon the High Commissioner of Zambia to come and explain to us what informs these remarks and whether they are true. And if they are true, what do they mean in the context of our bilateral relations? What we have received from the High Commissioner, number one, is that the relationship between Zambia and South Africa remains strong, solid, friendly and fraternal and historical. You would remember that our relationship dates back to the days of the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. Zambia was key in terms of supporting that struggle, in fact, hosting a lot of our national liberation icons. So the High Commissioner assured South Africa that these views do not represent the people of Zambia. These are not the views of government. The President of Zambia and President Jacob Zuma have mutual respect and respect each other as leaders, as neighbors. And so we remain good friends and good neighbors. However, having said that, they've not been able to speak to the vice president to ascertain whether, in fact, it's true that he said these things that he's alleged to have said. But we've gotten an assurance that those views, even if they were said, do not represent the views of the government of Zambia.
Now, some Zambians have expressed concern that due to the relations, as you stipulated earlier on, the statement that the vice president made could undermine the strong bond, diplomatic relations that Pretoria and Lusaka have had in the past. Are you concerned about this, or how do you react to such a statement?
No, look, I mean, we can assure the people of Zambia that irrespective of the explanation that we'll finally get from the vice president when he comes back from his leave, if in fact he said these things that he's alleged to have said, we'll deal with them at the level of the president and the vice president, but they will not affect people-to-people relations. We have historical ties with the people of Zambia, and our friendship and strong bond will not be compromised by this. Obviously, if he does confirm that he did say these things, we'll seek an explanation from him in terms of what do these remarks mean in the context of our bilateral relations, and we'll deal with them at that level. But the people-to-people relations and government-to-government relations won't be negatively affected by this. That we can assure the people of Zambia.
Now, let's look at some South Africans who have also expressed concern about the statement from the vice president. What assurances will you give South Africans concerning this? And looking forward, what do you expect the diplomatic relations between Pretoria and Lusaka to be?
Well, over and above what the South African government can say to the people of this country, the Zambians themselves issued a statement assuring South Africans that they respect the sovereignty of South Africa, number one. Number two, assuring South Africans that they respect this country and the people of this country, and that those views and those remarks attributed to their vice president is not a reflection of how Zambians view South Africans, and those views do not represent the views of the government of Zambia. So that alone should assure South Africans that our strong bond with Zambia will continue and our relations will not be compromised.
So you expect a stronger bond in the future?
Definitely. We've received a lot of messages from the people of Zambia and people high up in government saying these views do not represent us. This is not what we think of South Africa or South Africans. And these are views of an individual. And by the way, you must remember we said he's still away on leave, so he hasn't confirmed that, in fact, he did say these things. So we don't think that it's a matter that will compromise our strong bond and relations.
Thank you very much, my brother, for speaking with the Voice of America News.
Thank you very much.